everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with L. Ron Ferguson. And guess what? I'll tell you what. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now. You know why? Because right below this video is different graphics, links, text that make this just a whole bunch more valuable to you. All right, let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron's my co-host. I alternate back and forth between L. Ron and Meredith. And Meredith is going to be with us in a few more episodes. I know you guys enjoy seeing her. And you gals, you like to see L. Ron. Now, and all the blind people, they like having me on the video. That's why I'm here. I'm the voice of hypnosis. Anyway, let me tell you about L. Ron. L. Ron is a true one percenter. He really knows his stuff. That's why I have him help me out in classes. He teaches some parts of the class, the Banyan Hypnosis Super Course, Certification Course, and the Week of Power Course. And hopefully he's going to go to the Solid Gold Weekend and check things out. And you guys who want to meet L. Ron in person, and you gals who want to meet L. Ron in person, I wonder if L. Ron's still single. L. Ron, are you still single?
Cal.
Okay, we won't go there this episode. Maybe next episode. So he's always kind of going in and out of singleness.
That is so not true.
Okay. Hey, so what's happening with you?
Oh, what's happening with me is I'm back on the show, and it's good to be back. It seems like it's been a little while. Last time I was on the show was with Maureen. So it's been a while since me and you have been on a show together.
Yeah, you were taking an exam last night, huh?
Yes, I was.
What do you take? What class are you taking?
I'm taking marketing and advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good. It's fantastic. Taking marketing and advertising, and I've been going to a lot of sales training seminars lately.
You know, that's one thing that business people don't do enough of. I mean, we're responsible for, you know, getting our clients. If we don't let people know about our business and our service in a competitive way, then they're not going to walk through the door and you won't be able to help anybody know how.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have to say my professor has influenced me a great deal. I mean, just to have the viewpoint of marketing, say you have a company and you have your vice president of HR, your vice president of, you know, your other departments, research and development, your vice president of marketing. Well, marketing is the most important branch of the whole business. I mean, ideally, he drew a little diagram. He goes, ideally, the vice president would be above the CEO, and the only person above the vice president of marketing is, you know, God. Because that's how important marketing is for your business. And what is marketing? Marketing is finding a need and fulfilling it. That's what it is. And being able to know how to position your products and your service so that it fulfills your clients' or your prospects' need. And just to break it down, there's so many elements of what marketing actually are. Marketing is not just your website. Marketing is not just your advertising or your print advertising. It is it's a collateral effort of every single part of your business. Marketing is the way you shake hands. Marketing is the way you greet your clients. Marketing is the way you say goodbye. Marketing is the way that you follow up and the way you send your email and the way you confirm your appointments. I could go on and on about what marketing is. Marketing are the things that you say to your client during the post-hypnosis and the pre-hypnosis interview. And, you know, Disney does marketing for their business. You know, Roy Disney said, give everyone something that they're going to talk about. And so part of their marketing expense is making sure that that park is clean. They have a gum patrol. Now, that's not maintenance. They write it off as a marketing expense. And so when you're thinking, you know, we've done past episodes about dressing for success. We've done episodes and we talk about here in the center how to set up your professional office, the way it should look, stuff like that. That all goes into your marketing as well. That's not just for yourself or for your client. It's for the future of your business in general. Anything you want to add to this, Cal, so I don't talk all day?
It sounds like we're having a what is marketing episode. Is that what you planned for me today?
No, not really. I just wanted to make that point and encourage each and every hypnotherapist out there to have a different mindset. And the reason that I'm so passionate about that is because it's very common, and in my experience it's been very common, to see a hypnotherapist there and other practitioners in the healing arts that, you know, what's the thing that you always hear? I hate marketing. I don't like to market. I don't like to promote. I'm just not good at that. Or I just wish that people would just call me up, because you can be a great practitioner. You can be one of the best practitioners in the world, and you will die poor and lonely if you don't know how to promote your business. Do you agree with that, Cal?
Yes, and you know, I'm just thinking as you're doing that, for you folks out there that are looking for training, one of the things that people never ever think about when they're looking for an instructor is ask your instructor, how are you going to help me market my services after I graduate? And for you instructors out there that are watching this, I want you to think about that too. I'll give you some examples of how we help our graduates market themselves after they graduate. Maybe you can integrate this into your what you do for your students. Okay, one is, do you offer them websites where if they wanted to, they could get a website from you? And do you have staff that can help to SEO and optimize and really fill their website up with good content that works, that you've tested? Another thing is ask your soon-to-be instructor or a instructor you're considering if you're able to advertise on their website. I mean, their website had to be pretty good, because you probably heard about them either through word of mouth or through a website. So ask them, can I advertise on your website? Well, we have a place for about 25 advertising slots on our website. They're all filled up for our grads who want to advertise on our website. We also let them, when they advertise on our website, hypnosiscenter.com and a number of our other websites, you can go there on the left-hand column, you'll see all these little listings of different grads who are 5-pathers and 7-pathers. And if you click on that, it takes them, takes the site visitor to their own page on our website. Now, hypnosiscenter.com is like a page rank of 4, which is very good for a hypnosis website. It gets a lot of good Google juice. And so when we put up a web page on our website, like, for example, let's say one of our grads is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And what happens is Google will index that page on our website. Now, even though we're in Tustin, the information on that web page on our website is lets Google know that this is about Wisconsin hypnosis. And then when someone in Wisconsin does a search for hypnosis in Wisconsin, then it's very likely that that page is going to show up highly in the search rankings and they can get a call. Another thing we can do is allow, if they have their own website, for them to link from their web page on our website over to their website, which is a high, which is a very relevant link, which helps lift their website. And another thing that we do for our grads is we have a hypnosis-directory.com website, and all of our website, all of our grads for 1 year can get a free listing in that website. And those also, those pages in that directory also show up in Google's indexing. And so, you know, teachers, provide those kind of services to your students, and students, seek those kinds of services from your instructors, because, gosh, you know, your relationship with them should begin with the classroom, not end with the classroom. How's that, Elron?
That's fantastic. And I'd like to just make a note of that. I mean, this, as everyone watching this, you know, makes a decision to get better at promoting themselves, and like you mentioned, really seek out affiliations, hopefully with where they were trained, to bring more business. Just want to talk, you know, probably a little bit more about that ongoing support, and just how important that is to find an institution or some way that you can have ongoing support as you continue to develop yourself and your business as a hypnotherapist. Because it's easy to learn something but not apply it. Okay, you can learn anything in a weekend. You can go to business or hypnosis or whatever. But to have that accountability, or to, for instance, if you get trained with us, you're part of the Yahoo group. You're part of a community of people that have a commitment to continually improve themselves. And having that type of community that you're involved in, I think, really helps everyone take it to where it should be, personally and professionally.
Hey, let me tell you something. I was you guys who are out there and you're thinking about getting into the profession or moving up in the profession and stuff, you know, well, you ought to, I ran into this one instructor on the internet who was teaching a 7-day course, or it's actually a 100-hour course, in for an organization, teaching a course for a hypnosis organization that requires 100 hours. And I happen to know that this organization requires 70-something hours in classroom. And she listed that she's teaching 4 days from 9 to 5. And I'm just going, you know, that doesn't add up. And it's just such a ripoff to the student. You know, when you are considering an instructor who's teaching for an organization, write down the details, how many days, how many hours, what materials are included, and then call the organization and see if that meets their requirements. Because if you go get a course that requires to be 100 hours, and you should... I think hypnosis certification should be at least 100 hours of training, which is equivalent about, it's a lot of college hours. If you think about how many hours there are in a college semester, which is about 15 to 20 hours in a college semester, and, you know, so it's a lot of coursework at the college level, contact the organization and make sure that they are fulfilling the requirements. And you'll be happy you did. All right, you got anything else for us, Elron?
Why don't we talk about how to select a school, since we're on this topic?
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, how do you select a school? I mean, you did.
A couple
of times. You've been through at least 2 certification courses or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I spent the wad on certification trainings, okay, from... pain control to clinical hypnotherapy to, of course, what I'm most proud about is 5-PATH. And even though I don't have a certificate, my internship. I think I need a certificate for that now that I'm talking about it.
What, for your internship?
That's right. The certificate might... what's my reward? Oh, that's right. I'm still alive. Okay. That's my reward.
There was some bleeding, wasn't there?
There was, just a little bit. Not fatal, though, thank God.
You didn't get a certificate for completing the internship?
No, I didn't.
Wow, Maureen must not like you very much.
Because
everybody else who's done that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's okay. I am still technically...
You know, when I do the internship, you know, people who are... just watching, and people will come here, work at our center for 3-4 months, sometimes much longer. And once a week, I pull their videos and I go watch. And what was the name of that one hypnotherapist that was in my internship that got... See, sometimes when people say, how'd I do? And I'd rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. And it was the only video I ever seen that was a perfect 10. What was her name?
Kristen Schreier.
Okay, I just had to kind of say that.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
So, how to select a school. How can the instructor substantiate claims about training of the course? Questions of this nature? You want to kind of start this off, Cal?
Well, you know, if they say, you know, that, you know, it's going to end in certification, and they meet all requirements, just like what I was talking about, make sure that they can, that, you know, check it out with the organization. And, you know, there's only really a handful of organizations that really mean anything in the hypnosis profession, with the number one, in my opinion, being the National Guild of Hypnotists. So just check them out with the organization. Another thing one of the main reasons that people, in my opinion, not the main reason, there's several main reasons that people will go through a course and then not succeed, is they will just sit there for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 7 days, 3 months, whatever it is, and get lectured to and read books and that kind of stuff, but they don't get enough supervised practice time. And so, like in our courses, every morning and every evening, before and after the class part, people sit down and practice what they've learned in class. And much of that practice is supervised, isn't it, Elron?
Absolutely, it is.
And you go around and you catch them not understanding stuff and fixing
yes,
them up,
Yes, I do.
You?
And just one little tip from being supervised can save you, well, a lifetime of mistakes. I mean, it's very common to have hypnotherapists that come here that were trained somewhere else, or some of them, they've been in practice like 15 years. And once in a while, they're doing things that are, well, just plain wrong or not as effective. Because it's like you told me the other day, there's a difference between good and great, right, Cal?
You mean like bow and wow?
Like bow and wow.
Okay. Let's move on. Elron?
Yes?
I'm going to move on.
Okay.
All right. Does the instructor see clients, and how many has he or she seen? Too many instructors out there. They read a book on hypnosis, or they've seen a few clients, and they suddenly go, I'm an instructor. Or they'll go through an instructor certification course, and they just don't really have the breadth of experience to be teaching. Or they were teaching, they've stopped seeing clients. Now, there are some people, okay, I think that your instructor should still be seeing clients. Some people will retire. Now, there's some exceptions to that. I mean, certainly greats like Orman McGill. I mean, if he hadn't seen a client in, 10 years, I would still take his course because he has the depth and the breadth of experience. Now, of course, he's passed away. But that's just an example of some of these trainers that would be an exception to that. But otherwise, unless they're a great legend in the profession who you should be seeing, ask them if they're still seeing clients, because what happens if people haven't seen enough clients and they're teaching, or if they are not seeing clients now, they'll be teaching techniques and stuff that's just maybe academically true, but just doesn't really work in the trenches. If the instructor says that they hold a degree, now, you don't have to hold a degree to be a great hypnotherapist or hypnotist or instructor. But if they say they hold a degree, make sure it's a real degree. There's this idea of the doctorate in clinical hypnotism or hypnosis or hypnotherapy, which just isn't really a true accredited degree in the way that true PhDs like in psychology or psychiatry or nursing is. And they say, oh, we're accredited, but it's not by accrediting organization that be recognized by the Department of Education and that kind of thing. They basically accredit themselves. Is there a real facility, or are they just kind of teaching out of hotels? I mean, they might say they have the Arizona, New Mexico hypnosis center, but there really is no center. So, really check these people out well. I mean, obviously at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, we've had a physical professional building presence since 1996. Make sure that what they're doing is legal. In Minnesota, where we used to have our school, and here in California, the teacher must have their school licensed or accredited in some way. Accredited is not really a good word. Like in Minnesota, it had to be licensed. In California, you need to be at least recognized or registered. And so you need to find out. I mean, I was talking about this one trainer who is teaching a 4-day course when it should be a 100-hour course. And gosh, there's nowhere on her website where she says that I am legal. She's not saying that she's registered or recognized by the state at all. So you don't want to get involved with a teacher that is, operating illegally or unethically. Has the instructor's abilities been recognized by national organizations, either by obtaining instructor status or receiving awards? I mean, one of the things we talked about earlier was that the hypnosis and hypnotherapy is an unlicensed profession and it's self-regulated. And anyone, my IT guy, Taylor, who's a great guy, I mean, if he wanted to, he could just print a card that says, I am a hypnotist and I am a hypnosis instructor. But you got to make sure that that person is recognized and hopefully honored and received awards for the work that they've done, you know, the creme de la creme, so that you can deal with the creme de la crap. Anything you want to add to that?
Just a few things. Number one, if Taylor put hypnotherapist on a card, he'd be a damn good one. I think he's stepped through the class more times than I have. And, I just wanted to add a little pet peeve to that soapbox about hypnotherapists that teachers, trainers that don't really have anything to back it up with. Like, I will say there's a local company. They offer a four-day hypnotherapist trainer certification. That's right, folks. You can become a trainer of other hypnotherapists in just 4 days. Oh, no, wait. First, you got to pay like $200 to get your I'm a hypnotherapist certification, and then you can take the four-day teacher certification class and then teach other people how to be hypnotherapists. And, you know, it's like Cal was saying. I just wanted to reiterate that point of find out the track record of this hypnotherapist. Have they seen any clients? How many clients have they seen? How many sessions have they done? If they're a trainer for hypnosis, it'd be nice if they've seen more than a few hundred sessions, definitely 100 clients or more. That's just me personally. People have different viewpoints of that depending on what kind of system they use. But knowing that, it's like Cal was saying, they walk their talk. They know what they're doing. They know the profession and how it's actually done and don't just have a certification, because there's a million certifications out there. And you really want a hypnotherapist that has the proper stuff, not just a certification, but a track record as well, and a real facility.
Awesome. Hey, I'm going to make one more thing, and then we're going to wrap it up, okay?
Okay.
Also, when you're calling around, ask them directly, am I going to be required to pay anything more than what's listed here on the website? Make sure that, for example, all of our materials are included in the fees and tuition. Make sure there's no surprises. Say, is this going to be everything that I have to buy and own in order to get my certification? And on the other hand, you might also ask them, what optional materials are there? Certainly, typically, one of the strengths of our course is that, you know, all of this stuff is included in the course that they need for certification. And then some people, they like to get the additional stuff, videos of the course or scripts and things like that. And your instructor should, you know, be able to provide you these additional optional materials if you should want them. Okay, that's it. Elron.
Wrap it up.
You're the wrap it upper.
I am the wrap it up. I'm just labeling myself. I'm the wrapper upper.
Oh, you're the wrap it upperologist.
The wrapper upperologist, coming to you live from Orange County. Wrapper up a nonologist you today, folks. Thanks for watching Hypnosis, etc. If you want to learn more about this process, look at hypnosis.org. We have a list of products, accelerators, scripts, but most importantly, there's training, live training on-site and off-site if you're an online student. We have a way where we can supervise you online. No, it's not just a distance learning course. You will be actively supervised in an online course and get your 5-path and 7th path certification so that you can be part of the 1%er club, the best and the best of the business. If you want to see more about our training schedule, there's also hypnosiscenter.com. Take a look around there. You're going to find lots of really good information. If you want sessions, go to safeeffectivehypnosis.com. Those are sessions with me personally. We also have hypnosiscenter.com as well. There's another practitioner here, as well as Cal Bannon himself, right? The bow and the wow. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
By the way, he's the bow and I'm the wow.
That's right.
That's what he tells me all the time. Okay, Cal Bannon, my bell's not working right here. There it is. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.